Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend, everyone. I'm Amber Anderson in Nashville, and like you, Kelly and I are planning to eat too much this week, watch all the football, and spend the weekend shopping all the Black Friday Small Business Saturday deals.
I mean, some of us may shop more than we watch football, but definitely yes to eating all the things. Now, if you are traveling over the river and through the woods during the holidays, this is a great time to catch up on past episodes of Country Heat Weekly that you may have missed. There are almost 50 episodes to choose from in the archive.
And while we certainly don't play favorites, we were especially honored when ACM Awards host and country music legend Dolly Parton joined us on the podcast last spring.
November has been a really good month for Dolly. For starters, she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm a rock star now! I tell you what, this is a very, very, very special night for me.
And then, a few days later, she was awarded $100 million by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos.
But there's a catch. She has to give it away.
Yes, as the recipient of the Jeff Bezos Courage and Civility Award, Dolly gets $100 million to distribute to charities of her choice.
Did you say $100 million? When people are in a position to help, you should help. And I know that I've always said I try to put my money where my heart is. And I think you do the same thing. I will do my best to do good things with this money. Thank you, Jeff.
I can't wait to see how she spends it. I mean, I'm sure a lot of it will go back into her beloved East Tennessee. But Dolly does so much for causes ranging from medical research to literacy. I mean, there's no end to the good she can do with all that money.
We talked to Dolly about her Imagination Library, the book she co-wrote with James Patterson, the accompanying album, and her favorite ACM moments during season one of Country Heat Weekly.
Let's all raise a glass of sweet tea and celebrate that we get to be alive at the same time as Dolly Parton. This is a very special encore of Country Heat Weekly. Happy Thanksgiving!
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hello from Las Vegas. It's Amber and Kelly, and we have had the best week out here covering the Academy of Country Music Awards. We have so much to tell you. This week's episode is packed with star power.
Yes, it is. The winners, the performers, the events, but most importantly, Dolly! Y'all, we manifested it. We lit the candle. We spoke it into existence. Dolly is here, center stage on Country Heat Weekly.
We're going to talk to her not only about hosting the ACM Awards, but about her new book, Run Rose Run, and the album that goes along with it. All the things.
Of course, I love the Academy of Country Music Awards. I watch them. So when we got ready to launch the publicity campaign, you know, for our book and our album, we thought, well, this would be absolutely perfect. If they asked me to host this year, I'm going to say yes.
We were all over Las Vegas this week, and we are taking you with us from Radio Row to the red carpet, right backstage to the Winner's Walk.
Okay, so I think the only way we can share everything we did on Monday is to go through it in order.
Mm-hmm.
So before we start talking about the show itself, let's send a big shout out to all the artists who stopped by and saw us on the red carpet show, which was live on Twitch.
Oh, so much fun. And we actually had a pre-show the night before. If we sound a little scratchy, we've been talking for hours.
Hours and days.
Hours and days. So then we hit the red carpet for a 2-hour live show on Twitch. We obviously don't have time to replay everything, but we'll share some highlights right here. And listen, if you aren't familiar with Twitch yet, it's okay. Old Dominion isn't either.
So we are live on Twitch.
Good.
Yes.
So this is our Twitch family.
Is that a dating app? What is that?
Sure is. Sure is, Brad.
I'm kidding.
I mean, maybe.
Sure is, Brad.
Willa Gray, I've already told you congratulations, but you are my pride and my joy. I love you. Congratulations on scoring your first goal. I will see the next one. Mark my words.
Yes, you will.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Twitch.
Hi, Twitch.
Come to my Call of Duty channel.
You do Call of Duty on Twitch a lot.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
I stream with like Tim the Tap Man. You know who that is?
Yeah.
Do you?
My husband watches you.
Do you?
He was watching. He was like, did you know Kane has a Twitch channel and he does like gaming?
Parmalee, Brooke Eden, and Blanca Brown. We are Parmalee and Brown.
The Epic. New super group.
Such
Roberts,
a fan.
I love you. Look at you.
Thank you so much.
Brittany Spencer, can we just take a second? The new face of country right here.
I know. We all know how much representation matters and how much this is just changing the game. And you guys are such a big part of that.
You're trying to make us
such
cry.
Big fans. I know. I'm getting like...
Well, thank you. It's been, many thanks to platforms like Amazon that has given us space to share our stories.
You guys are getting a sneak peek of Walker with his fans back here.
Oh, Walker Hayes.
Look how great.
Hi.
Come, friends.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's so good.
If this doesn't work out for me, y'all need some masculine energy on your
show.
So can we go ahead and I can get that job?
Really like it. Well, this is your audition.
I would love. Okay. Now I'm nervous all of a sudden.
Lily nominated for New Female Artist of the Year. That award went to Lainey Wilson. You post a picture and you just wrote how Lainey was so kind to you when you first came to town. And if anybody deserved to win, it would be her. That was, to me, the best move of the entire week. You're so classy for that,
gosh.
Man.
Hey, thank you. You know, I think it's a pretty underrated thing that we're actually all really good friends, especially in this category. I think all five of us have something really special to give to country music. But
right. It's
one of the easiest things in the world to be kind and to help the next one in line. And Lainey Wilson did that for me.
You got Chase Rice.
Come on, Chase. Hi, do you remember your first red carpet?
I remember my mind was blown. I was like, wait, I have to answer those questions again?
Yeah.
And again and again?
Mm-hmm.
So I've learned to do it now. But yeah, I remember being really thrown off by it. Like, oh my God, I didn't know we had to do this.
Also, we couldn't watch it, obviously, but from everything I heard, Priscilla Block slayed her red carpet hosting duties on Amazon Prime Video.
She was right beside us and we could hear her laughing and having a good time. Okay, so from there, we got to head into the stadium.
I was so excited to get to see Allegiant Stadium. I'm a huge stadium arena nerd. So it was my very first time. The venue did not disappoint. So beautiful. As Chris Young calls it, the giant Roomba in the desert.
It was cool.
It was so cool. I got to see Lombardi trophies, y'all.
I know. As soon as I walked in, I grabbed your arm and I was like, look,
Super Bowl trophies.
So you were actually in the house for the show. Tell us what it was like.
It was surreal, I feel like, because it was so vast and the production and the visuals were insane. So beautiful. And then there's the stage in the middle.
Yeah.
In the round. That was awesome. So very well done, ACM. I mean, to fill up that big old stadium, that's quite a feat.
It's huge. It was huge. It was really different in a lot of ways, including the fact that it was streamed globally on Amazon Prime Video. I feel like ACM really did work hard to make the show very inclusive and welcoming to all country music fans and artists.
And that did not go unnoticed. We talked to several of the artists about that, including Brothers Osborne.
You know, I feel like there's been so many years where they like have tried and it just looked so forced that they were trying to like catch up and just find like anyone of diversity.
Right.
And the whole entire time is like, it's really now I feel like when you see it and you see these people that are up there, they're really, really good and deserve to be there regardless of anything. And that to me, I think is really exciting to watch it and not think like, okay, like, you know, whomever it is filling the slot that the network is trying to like get to try to be, you know, or the country's trying to do to prove everyone that we're not racist. And it's like, okay, well, this is making it more awkward. And so now when you get to see that happen, I like performing with Brittany Spencer. I mean, there's not a part of me that, up there that thinks anything other than you're here because you're a badass. And it feels that way.
Yeah.
The performance feels very honest and sincere.
Yeah.
And that to me is the most exciting part.
Brothers absolutely killed both of their performances. The glow-in-the-dark suits for Skeletons was really cool.
And then closing the show, having TJ and John team up with Brittany Spencer doing These Boots Are Made for Walking. I mean, what a great way to end. It actually left us wanting more and the show was over.
It's true.
And I check what I'm trying to do. What does he say?
them all to go on tour together. Okay, Amber, sitting in Allegiant Stadium, what was your favorite performance?
Kelly Clarkson.
Oh.
I mean, I will always love you in that stadium, that voice, Dolly being in the building. It was incredible. And she got a standing ovation.
Oh, I couldn't see.
Yeah, I mean, before she was even done, everybody was like on their feet, standing up, just a moment.
I love her. Can we also talk about Carrie Underwood flying onto the stage like Galinda from Wicked? I mean, backstage, I caught up with Jason Aldean and he said he was actually really nervous for her.
Well, I mean, this stadium is, for anybody that hasn't been here, is pretty incredible. So, but yeah, it was fun. Carrie and I, obviously that song's been a huge song for us this year, and we've had a chance to perform it now, you know, a couple different times on some award shows. So we wanted to change it up a little bit, and I was actually nervous for her because they ran her up into the rafters for a couple minutes, and I was like, man, I'm glad it's you and not me they asked to do that, because I would have told them no. So she's a trooper for sure.
Jason and Carrie, of course, taking home the single of the year for that song. So while I was out front watching the show, Kelly, you were backstage on Winner's Walk. So first of all, explain to everyone what Winner's Walk is.
Once the artists have won the last award that they're eligible for, they come back and they talk to the press. And there's literally a path they walk to hit the general press room and then some individual booths, which is where I was. And that's where I got to catch up with the brand new top female artist, Carly Pearce.
We were crying backstage when Carly Pearce won. I know you were super excited, but I could see when you walked up, you were like, I've got this together. We're going to do this. I'm going to say the things.
I was just trying to be like, okay, you need to compose yourself a bit. But then when I got up there, I was like, I had to do like a little bit.
A little bit?
It's wild.
I don't know. You got to tell mom and dad you did it again.
My mom was like, if you win tonight, thank mom and dad. And I was like,
mom, we did it.
We did it. But then also musical event of the year.
I know. That was, I mean, both of them were so shocking to me. But to be honored as a songwriter and just as an artist, but then also to be like loved by the town in the way that I feel like I have been in the last year is just so crazy. And I feel like they know how much I love country music.
You do. And you represent it so well.
Thank you.
The trophy case is going to have to get a lot bigger, girl.
I know. I can't believe I get to add two. I held them back there and I was like, oh my God, two more. Wow.
Are they heavy?
They are heavy. Okay. My hands hurt.
Where are they going
to
go?
They are going to go on my mantle, and you have to acknowledge them when you come in my house, but you cannot touch them.
Did you get to see Old Dominion?
I did.
Because we predicted it was going to be win number five for them in Vocal Group of the Year.
And we were right. Take a listen. Five times we called it Vocal Group of the Year. Mm. Old Dominion, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you going to do the plan? Tell everybody what I was talking to you earlier. And I said, if you guys win a fifth time, how will you celebrate? Trevor had a unique plan.
I was going to pull out as much money as possible on my bank card.
Yes.
And I was going to put it all on a roulette number. And I think we decided that I was going to put it on five because it's the fifth time in a row.
Right.
And I'm going to win. I'm guaranteeing another victory.
Wow. Thank you, guys. This is our fifth year, and that's no small thing. We do not take that for granted. We have so many people to thank, you know, our
any surprises
family.
For you in the winner's circle?
This isn't necessarily surprising, but I did feel bad for Miranda Lambert. She's been coming to the ACMs for 17 years, and the 1 year she missed, she won the biggest prize of the night, her very first Entertainer of the Year.
That had to be a roller coaster for her. I mean, she's over in the UK and she's headlining Country to Country Festival this weekend, and then she finds out she won Entertainer of the Year.
I know, but she sent that sweet video message, and I know that she is just over the moon with that. So congratulations, Miranda, and to all the night's winners.
I mean, the whole evening was a great showcase for country music, but our night wasn't done yet because we had hit a big after party.
After. We immediately came back to the hotel, changed out of our dresses and heels.
Oh, and heels. Yes. Thank you to Broken Bow Records for inviting us to their after party, which was in the hotel we were staying at. Broken Bow has a great artist roster, including Jason Aldean, Jimmy Allen, Parmalee, Blanco Brown.
All of whom were there.
Yep.
But the fun thing was that there were so many artists from other labels hanging out, too. We saw the Cadillac 3, Kane Brown, Mitchell Tenpenny, Brothers Osborne,
Brittany Spencer,
Breland. Breland gave us the biggest hug. I'm like, he definitely probably thinks we're were stalking him.
It was a squad moment.
It was. We had the best time. Raina Roberts.
Raina is so sweet. And we just love her. I mean, it was really just like a big Nashville party that moved to Vegas.
It was. It was really fun.
Should we tell everyone why we left the party early?
I mean, a girl's got to eat. I was starving.
Yeah, by this point, we had not eaten before the red carpet. And we'd been hanging out with Jimmy Allen's mom, Angela, at the party, who was hungry, just like we were.
So we all snuck out and went to the Italian restaurant next door for a very late dinner.
A birthday dinner for Angela. We did tell Jimmy we were kidnapping his mom, though, and he was fine with it.
And then we went to bed.
And I'm still tired, and so is my voice.
Oh my gosh, me too. I mean, probably as this is day four for us in Vegas, yeah, talking to all the people, and we actually still need to tell everyone how we spent the days leading up to the awards.
So the 2 days prior to the ACM Awards, we had this awesome setup on what they call Radio Row. Basically, we and other media outlets had a booth wired up with cameras and microphones, and the nominees and performers all came through and chatted about their Vegas experience.
I mean, yes, there were other outlets in the ballroom, but we had the biggest booth, the best lighting, the best crew, obviously. Kelly and I like working for the outlet that's carrying the actual show.
I mean, it definitely comes with its perks.
And everyone listening gets to be right there with us when we talk to all the stars. Take a listen.
Hey, everybody. Mara Morris just popping in. How you doing?
I'm great. How are y'all?
We're good.
Looking beautiful.
Thank you.
So are you.
Yeah,
love
thank
the
you.
Blue.
Thanks.
Yes. Love the blue. How's Vegas been for you so far?
It's been good. It's a little chillier than I thought. Right. I can leave my bathing suit in the suitcase, I guess.
Right.
But it's good to be back. It's been so long. So just being back here, it feels like, oh, okay, we're doing the ACMs again.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Talk to me about Circles Around This Town. Love this song.
Thanks.
So much.
Thank you.
Love the line when you're like, the songs I wrote. I went, yes.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, can you reference your own music in your own music?
Yes.
I
yeah,
will.
You can.
But no, thank y'all. And it was just so cool to like, I think they told me the day it dropped, it was like the most streamed woman in country on Amazon Music. So I was like, okay, phew, that's off the table. But now I'm doing the first like TV debut performance of it at the ACM. So I'm excited.
So we have Dolly on our podcast.
Oh,
so what's your favorite Dolly song?
Why are you doing this?
I know. I know it's a hard question.
I think my favorite Dolly song is her song, The Grass is Blue. And it's, if you don't know it, it's kind of a song of opposites where it's like rivers flow backwards, valleys are high, mountains are level, the truth is a lie. And it's like, I'm perfectly fine without you, and the grass is blue. Like,
yeah.
So it's just so beautiful, tugs at your heartstrings, makes you cry. And it's one of her, like, it's popular, but it's one of her, it's not, you know, like 9 to 5 popular.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just always been one of my favorites of hers. Masterclass songwriting.
Well, we cannot wait to get our hands on Humble Quest. Will you come do our podcast when it comes out?
Yes. Am I invited?
You are invited.
I will be there. Okay. Let's do this.
We're going to do it.
Officially accepted.
There yes. It is. Everybody heard it. She's coming, Country Heat Weekly. Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's so good to
see
you.
Thanks, Mary. I'll see you again soon.
Yes.
Yeah. We can't wait.
We also got to talk to the newly crowned New Male Artist of the Year, Parker McCollum, and New Female Artist of the Year, Lainey Wilson.
Ladies first.
Just on cloud nine, overwhelmed, honored, like, for the first time in my life, I'm a little bit speechless.
What was it like when you got that call? It was Miranda.
It was, yeah. So I thought I was doing a Zoom with a TV station out here in Vegas. And all of a sudden I saw her face on the screen. I'm like, did I join the wrong Zoom? But it was so, I mean, winning the award is just such an honor, so special. But hearing it from her too, I mean, the woman who has blazed a trail and has kind of opened the door for people like me who do what I do, you know?
We get to have Dolly on the podcast. I know. I even just saying it feels ridiculous, but
I'm going to be peeking through the window.
Right. Come on. What is your favorite Dolly Parton song?
There's so many. You know what? There's one that it's like a deep cut. It's called Me and Little Andy. And it's not one of those songs that you want to like listen to all the time, but it is so like theatrical. She literally changes her voice to sound like a little kid.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show you like how talented she is and how she can tell a story it's like there's times you're like, dang, that's a little creepy, but dang, that's good, you know. It's, I mean, only Dolly can do that and get away with it.
Yeah,
so good.
Oh, that's a good one.
Congratulations.
Oh, we love y'all. You.
We are so happy for you. Congratulations,
Lady Wilson, ACM winner.
Come on,
yes. Parker McCollum walking in here a winner already, man. Congratulations.
Thank
congratulations.
You. Thank you very much.
How are you feeling?
I feel pretty good. I hadn't had a lot of weekends like this one, so this is definitely on the top of the list. My sister texted me yesterday. We used to watch the awards as kids all the time. You know, our mom would let us stay up and watch them. She texted me. She's like, I didn't know real people won these things. She's like, I can't believe it. So it's really cool.
What is your favorite Dolly song?
She did a duet with Kenny Rogers years ago called You Can't Make Old Friends.
Yeah.
And I mean, and Hard Candy Christmas is certainly up there. I listen to that like in the summertime too. Not just during Christmas time, but yeah. I'm such a super fan of hers. Anytime you're going to be in a room, the same room as Dolly Parton, you probably did something right to be there. So it's just, I don't know. She's the queen, man.
She's the
national
queen.
Treasure. Yeah. National
Where
treasure.
Are you going to put this award? Do you have a spot already picked out?
No, I didn't even know you actually got a trophy. I've never been to one of these, so I didn't know that you got a trophy, but they said they told me this morning that you get one. So
hey, Parker, you get a trophy.
You get a trophy.
You get a trophy.
Yeah, and it's a very nice trophy.
All my gold records and platinum records, all this stuff in my house is still on the floor. I haven't hung any of it up, so I'm sure the trophy will go right there until I find a place.
It's like, get a shelf, get it ready.
You need a room, Parker.
I do.
You need a room.
Make sure you got a lot of shelf space because this is the first of many.
No, yeah. I hope so. One's plenty though, so I'm glad to be here and glad to be a part of it.
While we were out in Las Vegas, we also got to host a couple of live streams for Amazon Music on Twitch. Jimmy Allen took a break from rehearsals and dropped into our show Sunday night.
Now, unlike Gabby Barrett, Jimmy had met Dolly once before.
I met Dolly in 2019. She probably won't remember me, but she said my name. I don't know if she said my name because she remembers me or because she knows my name now. Either way, Dolly Parton said my name. I don't care.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. You know, and I feel like we've connected. She said my name. Uh-huh. I've been to Dollywood tons of times, so I feel like we're just, you know, meant to be now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys are friends.
Yes, in my head, yes.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, I get nervous a lot.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I do.
I've never seen you nervous ever.
Yeah, I hide it
you
well.
You hide it.
Yeah. I hide it well, okay. But man, I get nervous a lot. And I think it's not really nerves, as in like I'm scared, but more like excitement.
Yeah.
Especially this, you know, because like, so this show, me and my dad used to watch it. And when he was alive, when I was younger, we talked about me performing on it one day, hosting it one day, and winning an ACM. And last year I won an ACM. This year I'm nominated. I'm co-hosting it. And the song I'm performing, Down Home, is my new single that's coming out. It actually comes out at midnight.
Down home, please. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, I put a nice little payment down home.
Song I wrote about my dad, and tomorrow's my mom's birthday. It's a win all around for me. Anyway.
Yeah. So many other great moments happened while we were in Vegas, and we'll be sharing more in the episodes ahead. So make sure you're following Country Heat Weekly wherever you listen to podcasts so you get the latest episodes whenever they drop.
When we come back, we are talking to Dolly. So y'all do not go anywhere.
We're going to give you something to ponder while we go to break.
Here's the quote. It's Sin City. So if there was ever a time for me to sing this song, this would be it.
Who said that?
Keep listening and we'll tell you right here on Country Heat Weekly.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Okay, everybody, it's time to tell you who said that.
Vegas needs some Praise the Lord. You know, it's Sin City. So if there was ever a time for me to sing this song, this would be it.
Breland! We ran into Breland, our bestie, in Las Vegas, and he was telling us all about his new song, Praise the Lord, which he slayed on the ACM Awards.
We went crazy out there last night. We need saving in this pew. It don't matter how you worship, sinners say, win or lose, praise the Lord.
I wanted to shine tonight. Did I make it? Oh, I was walking through the hall back here coming on stage and a disco ball just fell right on me. Got shards of glass all over me.
Today's guest is a widely beloved country music legend. Her charity is equally legendary, helping families, donating millions of books to kids through her Imagination Library, and even helping fund a COVID vaccine.
We could spend the whole day talking about the accomplishments of her seven-decade career. Fresh off her ACM hosting stint, Dolly Parton is here to talk about her first novel and the album that goes along with it, Run, Rose, Run. Welcome, Dolly, to Country Heat Weekly.
Hi, Kelly and Amber.
How are you? You doing okay?
I'm doing great. How you two doing?
We're doing good.
We're good. This far into your career, what does it mean to you that you're still being asked to host these huge award shows?
Well, I'm honored always when I get asked to do it. I get asked to do it a lot of times. Sometimes I'm not able to do it. But this time, everything just worked out. I have a new book and a new album. And so I was trying to do great promotion with everything. And this just seemed to be a wonderful time to do it because there's a lot of firsts with this. Of course, I love the Academy of Country Music Awards. I watch them. And the people are great. So when we got ready to launch the publicity campaign, you know, for our book and our album, we thought, well, this would be absolutely perfect. If they asked me to host this year, I'm going to say yes. And they did. So we've just done a whole lot of work. And then also they tell me, after I'd already agreed to host it, that this was going to be a show of many firsts. You know, with Amazon Prime Video, it's going to be streamed all over the world. And so everybody's going to see it, and there's no commercials, so that makes you a little bit nervous as a host, because you got to kind of get in there, and I'm supposed to be having like five changes through the course of the show. So we're excited about all of the new things going on, and I just always enjoy doing this kind of thing.
Well, you answered one of my questions. I want to know how many times you were changing outfits, but if you got five changes in there, they're going to have to be quick changes, though, because you're not going to have those commercial breaks built in.
I think I can make a good quick change in 3 to 4 minutes. So I'm hoping I get to wear all those clothes I've been putting together. You know how we girls
yep,
do.
Yep. Yeah,
we want to have your show. You got to have your clothes and the hairdos and all that. Good thing I wear wigs, so I can do that quick.
They get them in and out, in and yeah. out. Okay, do you have a favorite yeah. ACM memory from your career, Dolly, from the years being a part of it and nominated and all the things?
Yeah, I do. I enjoyed hosting it 22 years ago. And then I also loved being the Entertainer of the Year. I've won 13 Academy of Country Music Awards. And so I think the Entertainer of the Year was the highlight of that. I'm so proud that country music is doing so well, has always done well. And now it's just like the music. And I'm so proud of that because I'm a country girl and a country singer. And I just love being a part of it and able to kind of enhance it even further if I can.
Now, we know that you're doing a performance with another girl that's making East Tennessee proud, Kelsey Ballerini. What can you tell us about performing with Kelsey?
She's a beautiful, sweet girl, and she is from up in my home area, so I'm very fond of her for that reason. She feels like kinfolk to me. But we're singing Big Dreams and Faded Jeans from the Run, Rose, Run album.
Big Dreams and Faded Jeans.
And Faded Jeans.
Fit together.
Fit together.
Like a team.
She's a sweet, beautiful girl and one of the great new upcoming singers.
I definitely want to talk to you more about how she narrates the lead character in the audiobook for Run, Rose, Run. This is really cool because most audiobooks, it's just whoever the author is, you know, the person that's reading it. But you've got all the characters coming in and adding more of a melodrama flavor to it when you're listening to the audiobook.
I know it reminds me of the old radio shows back when I was young. You girls wouldn't know a thing about that. But I remember they used to have stories on the radio where you could kind of, we called it, we're going to watch the radio because you could just see that. But we did have all these wonderful artists reading the book, the audio portion of the book. And I read Ruth Anna, the older woman's part, and then we had all these other wonderful people involved in it. So it was a wonderful way to do it, just like it was a unique idea to do a soundtrack, almost an album to go along with the book. So we kind of wanted to have everything be different and special.
Now, you mentioned the song Big Dreams and Faded Jeans. Tell us about that song.
Well, that song really is about all the people that kind of come to Nashville, whether you hitchhike, whether you walk, whether you have a ride, whether you ride a bus or a plane. It's about getting to Nashville. And so many, as you know, country artists still wear their hats and their faded jeans and their shirts and carry their guitars on that dream to Nashville, as I did. It goes along with the story of Annie Lee in the book, part of her story and part of mine.
I was going to say, how much of your story is carried through? Because when you came to town, did you come to town on a bus?
Yeah, I had been coming back and forth to Nashville with my Uncle Bill for years, even since I was very, very young, since 10, 11, 12 years old, trying to get songs recorded, trying to get a record deal, and trying to get on the Grand Ole Opry. But I graduated, when I graduated from high school back in 1964, my Uncle Bill was out working with other people at that time. So I got on that bus and headed to Nashville to see my dreams come true.
And then this co-write with James Patterson. Did you know James? And how did it all come about? I mean, did he have the idea he wanted to write with you? Or did you want to start a novel and said, hey, I think I would like to do it with you?
No, I'd never thought about doing a novel at this time. I had thought maybe sometime when I'm older, I mean much older, that I might write a novel. But he had contacted me. I guess he had written some things with a couple other celebrities. I think he did something with Clinton and a couple other people. But he just called me up and said, I'd like to write a book with you. Would you be interested? I said, well, I don't know. What's it about? I want to know that it's something I can really do well. So he came to Nashville. We talked about it. And so here we are with a book and an album. We worked really well together. And I got the idea to write an album because I thought that would be one of my ways to really be more valuable in my contribution.
So how does the process of co-writing a book work? Is it harder than writing a song, I would assume?
Well, it's different, but the writing process is the same whether you're writing a book or writing a song. It's about storytelling. But we would get together every few weeks to talk it over, but we talked a lot on the phone. We did emails, we did faxes, we did all the ways that we needed to be working together, and I would just send things to him that I was writing. He would send things back to me, and so we just kind of went about it that way until we got it done, and we both felt really good about how we did it because he would take my songs and he would incorporate more into the characters or come up with better ideas. He would send me pages, and then I'd get ideas for songs, and so it was really unusual how it happened. Nobody had ever mentioned an album, but being a singer and a songwriter and knowing about these stories, one day it just hit me like a light bulb went off in my head. I thought, why not write a soundtrack for a book? Has anybody done that before?
Are we going to get a movie out of this, Dolly? I mean, it sounds like it's just, instead of it just being a book, it's just a screenplay for the movie at this point.
Yeah, it is. Actually, we've already made the deal, and they're already writing on a script, and I'm going to be playing the part of Ruth Anna, who is the older character. She was once a star, and now she's retired, very much like me, with the exception that I'm not retired or ever, never intended to be. But I'm going to get to play in the movie, so hopefully it'll be out in a year and a half or so.
Oh, I love that.
We just got the scoop.
We got the behind-the-scenes scoop with that. Now, the main character, Annie Lee, she's a young singer-songwriter. How much of young Dolly do we find in that character?
Oh, there's a lot of young Dolly in there. All that walking up and down the streets, going in radio stations, trying to get your songs recorded, having to deal with the bad management, people knowing whether or not you could trust them. One of the songs in the album is called Snakes in the Grass, and it's really about that. You got to be careful or you better watch your, because there's snakes in the grass, and you got to kind of know who they are and where they are, where they're lurking, ready to strike. But yeah, I relate to so much of of Annie Lee, and I also relate to Ruth Anna.
You know, this is interesting that now you've got this novel, because we know you from some of the children's books that you've done, and of course the Imagination Library is such an important part of your legacy. I mean, I can look over at my car. I've got the Imagination Library license plate staring right at me right over here.
Oh, so, good, you know, for you. Yeah, good for you.
Well, we are big supporters, and just seeing that it's made such a difference. What kind of books do you like to read now? What are the books that you like to read just for fun?
Well, lately I've been reading more of James Patterson's books. Some of them I knew, like Along Came a Spider, but now that I've got to know him so well, he's given me free books, but I also wanted to know him more and more about his books. But I like to, you know, I get books from all the, you know, from Oprah's book club and from Reese's book club, Reese Witherspoon. You know, I just get books from everybody. I just read whatever's hot. And I read all the time. I love to read.
I love that. You know, you've sung with so many amazing people over the years. Kenny Rogers, of course, and Willie, and Brad Paisley, and Norah Jones. And most recently, you just won a Dove Award for the collaboration with For King and Country, which was amazing. Yeah. So is there somebody on the list, Dolly, that you still want to record with? Or maybe even somebody that you always wanted to record with, but you didn't get a chance to?
Oh, yeah. I have a big heartache over the fact that I never did an album with George Jones, mm-hmm. who was my favorite singer, and with Merle Haggard. Those two guys I really, really wish, and I had a few opportunities to do it, but it just never worked out for somebody's schedule till it was too late. So I hate that. But right now, there's a lot of great people out there. I love Ed Sheeran. I've always thought in his early days, when I would hear his little voice, or his big little voice, his emotional, wonderful voice, I used to think, boy, I bet we could sing something beautiful together, like to pick the right song that really has both the way that we both can sing with emotion because we feel it. So maybe someday I can do something with him. I'd like to.
I'd like that too.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So in my day job, I work at Smack Songs with Shane McAnally. So we are obviously so, so pumped about the documentary Still Working 9-to-5 that's premiering at South by Southwest later this month. Talk to us about that whole project and the remake of the song. It's just been so exciting for all of us.
Yeah, well, Shane, first of all, is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful artist, talented beyond belief in so many ways. And he took on doing this documentary with my friend Steve Summers, who works with me, who is my designer and all that. But he got involved in that as one of the producers on the show. And they brought this song that Shane had rearranged and done it in a wonderful way. And so we got Kelly Clarkson, or they got Kelly, to sing on it. And I sang on it. You know, it inspired me, that whole track, that whole new arrangement. And so I did some harmonies and some background stuff. But Kelly absolutely knocked it out of the park, and I thought our voices blended so great together. I feel great about the song, and all of it, I think, is a really good package.
We just don't know how you do it all. I mean, do you ever slow down?
Well, I can't slow down. I got too many things, too many irons in the fire. I always say I got so many irons in the fire, I'm burning my own butt sometimes. But there's no way that I can slow down. I've always said that I've dreamed myself into a corner. I wanted all my dreams to come true, and they did. So now I have to be responsible for all the dreams within the dreams and all the stuff that comes along with all that.
Okay.
Yeah, I do get tired, though.
I was going to say.
I do get tired, but I still love what I do, and I'll always be doing this unless my health or something bad happened to my husband, but that'd be the only way that I would ever retire.
Well, we are so happy that you are doing all the things that you're doing and that you included us in it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dolly.
Well, thank you. You do a great job interviewing. Maybe we'll do it again sometime. Woman up and take it like a man.
We love that.
Go, girl. Okay.
We love you. Bye.
Love you, Dolly.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Thank
love you. Bye-bye.
Woman up and take it like a man.
So that happened.
Yes, it did. Isn't she just the best?
She's an icon. We love you, Dolly. We have so many more things that we want to share with you from our time out in Las Vegas. But honestly, nothing can follow Dolly.
Nor should it.
Good point. We'll be sharing behind the scenes stories and interviews for weeks to come. Plus, I think next week we've got Chris Young stopping back by to stay longer this time.
Good. I'm so glad. Want to talk more with him. But later this month, we have some amazing powerhouse women doing the podcast. Y'all heard Maren Morris saying she would come to the house.
Oh yeah, we got it on tape. So if you have any questions about anyone that we talk to or anything in country music, send them our way. We'll also be posting lots of pictures from this week, so make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me at the Kelly Sutton.
And I'm, hey, it's Amber A. Make sure you use the hashtag Country Heat Weekly.
Okay, before signing off to catch a plane back to Nashville, here are a few more of the answers to this week's burning question. What is your favorite Dolly song?
Here's Hillary Scott, Ashley McBride, and Carly Pierce, all of whom have been inspired by Dolly.
Oh, man. You know, I love 9 to 5, and I think it's one of those songs that as I've gotten older and as a working mom, working woman, it just means more. It's like as a kid, I just knew it. I'd sing along. Well, when I really started digging into the lyric, I was like, Dolly is saying what's up.
Favorite Dolly song is a song called These Old Bones. Such a cool story. Then it wound up being part of that miniseries that they did too. And when Kathleen Turner played the main character, it was like mind blowing. That's one of my absolute favorite Dollies.
These old bones I shake and rattle. These old bones I toss and roll. And it's cool.
And then she sings as Dolly and then goes back and forth to that character. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's really stereotypical to say this, but it really is Jolene. To me, that's one of the greatest songs of all time.
But honestly, Thomas Rhett won this game.
Well, my kids have been crushing 9 to 5 lately, like crushing it.
Can we get a recording of this?
I can. I'll send
okay.
it to you.
Please.
It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life.
Do they perform it?
Yeah, because like when we take them to school in the mornings, Willa Gray is just belting 9 to 5 in the backseat. So.
I was going
to
say, Willa's taking lead, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Always.
She's like, sister. Line up, sisters. You're singing background vocals.
Yeah, 100%.
Country Heat Weekly is a collaborative production between Amazon Music and Nevermind Media. Special thanks to Ellen Appleton and everyone at the Academy of Country Music for taking such good care of us.
Executive producer, Melissa Locker. Senior producer, Joyce Reiser. Recording engineer, Aaron Dethridge. Sound design by Tim Einenkel.
Production assistance from Annie Reuter, Debbie Daughtry, Madeline O'Connell, and Jeremy Chua. Our theme song, Country Time, was written and performed by Mia Byrne, with additional music from Madeline McCormack.
The Amazon Music team includes Nathan Brackett, Emily Cohen, Chris Graham, Michelle Kammerer, Eliza Mills, Morgan Jones, and Raymond Roker. Development consultant, Michelle Dix.
Additional production support from Marley, Steve, Grace, Winnie, Moses, Wicket, Abby, Jake, Osmo, and all the other very good dogs out there.
Be sure to follow Country Heat Weekly on Amazon Music or wherever you listen to podcasts so you get the latest episodes just as soon as they drop.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.